kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Welcome po dito sa SBS Filipino. Kasama niyo po si Papa Dan at syempre si Claudette Centeno at ang ating bisita ngayong umaga. Claudette, nako, napaka-espesyal dito. I'm sure nakikilala at naalala ng ating mga kababayan. One of the prettiest faces sa Philippine television, no? Talagang lumaki tayo, 'di ba? Pinapanood din siya hindi lang sa pelikula, naging television host din at isang napakagaling na artista. I welcome po natin dito sa ating programa, Ms. Janet McBride.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here and yeah, I'm a big fan of SBS Filipino as well. Thank you.
We're a big fan of yours as well, Janet, because we used to watch you on TV before sa mga movies mo and especially growing up in the Philippines talagang nung nagpadala ka ng mensahe sa atin sa SBS Filipino page, I was like, oh, is this Janet McBride, the one that I used to watch before back in the Philippines? I didn't know that you were Australian, to be honest. Ang alam ko lang talaga.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I came back permanently to Australia noong 2015 lang. Mm-hmm. And I guess reinvigorated my acting career dito naman sa Australia.
That's right. Oo, sa mga hindi nakakalam, no, siya po ay pinanganak dito sa Australia. Tama,
yes.
No? Sa Queensland, specifically.
Yeah.
At yung sa mga hindi nakakalam, di ba? So, pinanganak ka dito. And your parents, pwede mo namin malaman sino ang Pinoy?
So, ang mom ko ay Pinay. And she was originally from Samar. So, I love hearing what I, like sa mga ate ko or sa mga tita, tito ko, I feel very at home. Sayang, I don't speak so much Waray. Guti Ayla. And my dad is a white Aussie, so 6'2" or something, blonde, blue eyes. I was born and raised in Queensland, pero 99. I officially moved to the Philippines to try out acting and I lived there for almost 10 years.
Or sobrang sikat, no? Naging bahagi siya, syempre, ng Star ABS-CBN Star Circle Batch 8. And sumula mo, parang tuloy-tuloy na, di ba? Sobrang dami ng laki na ng projects. Pero pwede po balikan natin ng konti sa Pilipinas. Let's talk about, you know, paano ka nagsimula doon? Ano yung feeling mo talagang highlight, sobrang big projects that you remember that you like?
Oh yeah, I was super lucky and super blessed to be part of Star Circle Batch 8 because there were actually 4,000 people na nag-audition and I was one of 18 na natanggap in that particular batch. And then from our batch, I think maybe only 4 of us kind of really took off sa mga career namin. So yeah, I was really lucky. My very first project was Tabing Ilog and I was super nene, super naive and had no idea what I was doing. Syempre, I just had all these amazing workshops from ABS-CBN, but really I didn't know what I was doing so much. And I learned a lot on that set. And I was, of course, surrounded by mga really great actors like John Lloyd, C.K. Abad, Jody Santa Maria, etc. They were amazing. Yeah, and then my first big break, I think, really was when I got the role of Madeline in Tanging Yaman. That was year 2000. Grab it, 23 years ago na. Yeah, so I was given, that was my first movie, and we were flown to San Francisco para lang mag-shoot sa mga eksena namin doon bilang mga film. And I was with Dina Bonavie, Joel Dore, and John Kratz, and of course the amazing director Laurice Gillian. So that was a huge hit, and until now, Tanging Yaman is still showing, like doing Easter, Christmas, Mother's Day. So I usually get friend requests and messages around those times because they probably think like, "Sana kaya yun."
Do you still keep in touch with your with the cast of Tabing Ilog or your mga co stars mo? Do you still keep in touch with them and just, you know, catch up?
So the ones that I still keep in contact with are from Talk TV from 2001. I was so grateful to be a part of Talk TV. So Apat Kaming Host, and that was a daily talk show with Tintin Bersola, Julius Babaw, and Ryan Agoncillo. And I just actually went back to Manila noong September lang. And we caught up, we had dinner, and andun din si Judy Ann Santos. Of course, that's Ryan's wife, diba? And yeah, so that was really nice. So we still keep in touch with that group. Pero yung iba, hindi na siguro eh. I think I'm too out of touch. It's been, yeah, 20 years. So, hindi na, unfortunately. Yeah.
Meron ka bang namimiss doon? Like, Buhay Pinas? Kasi syempre, ibang-iba, di ba? Also, di ba? Sobrang bigat nung, like, schedule mo noon.
It's true. Like, it is that there's a lot of glitz and glamour sa showbiz. Bilang young girl, especially back then, I was very much into yung dressing up, makeup, and all of that, and doing photo shoots. So that side of it, the fluffy, glamorous side, is very nice. But honestly, I love the craft of acting. So that's why I'm still doing it till this day. I think I had such great foundations and training in ABS way back when. So that really stuck with me hanggang ngayon. So yeah, I honestly do sometimes miss acting and doing like really great roles, kahit na heavy dramatic roles that can be, I guess, sometimes challenging. Pero yeah, I do miss that. And then of course, nami-miss ko yung culture natin sa Philippines. It's great to have a wide Filipino community in Australia, pero iba pa rin sa Pinas eh. When I go back, I just remember, yeah, this is what it's like. I love the people. I love kahit traffic. I love everything about our country and our people. Yeah.
You were at the peak of your career when you left show business. So can you tell us a bit what made you decide na iwanan yung kumbaga ningning ng show business?
At that time, I was dating someone who was kind of famous at the time, and medyo magulo lang, like I was very young, 18, ganon. I didn't really know, I feeling ko wala akong masyadong guidance at that time that I was listening to anyways. I think my network, my family was trying to give me guidance, pero medyo rebelde ako nun eh. And I was thinking like, you don't know him, you don't know us, I love him, ganyan. So I think in a way, I was trying to fight for us, and because I didn't grow up in the Philippines, it was, even though I went there every single year since I was a child, kahit pa paano, medyo na culture shock pa rin ako. And I felt at that time na, yeah, I was so in love with this guy, and I just didn't like how people kept pressuring me to leave him and focus on my career and all. And then I thought, well, what if I just studied na lang, try something else? So yeah, we kind of discussed that, and I just decided to quit. And I think it was definitely premature, and it was definitely an immature decision. And it's something that I regretted for a long time, and actually felt, to be honest, like major depressed for at least 4 years after that. Because after I left showbiz, my very first job was working at a restaurant. And I had no idea how to be a waitress, how to serve customers. Kasi yung first job ko was showbiz eh. So from there, yung first job ko outside of showbiz was just as a waitress. So parang sobrang iba, sobrang disorienting. And I felt really bad. I felt sorry for myself. Yeah, so it was really hard to adjust to normal life, regular life. So that was a real struggle. And then missing the opportunities that I could have had, parang oh, sana no, hindi na lang ako umalis, ganon. And then I had like huge backlash of chismis, which is natural. Expected na rin yun na buntis daw ako, ganyan, which that actually never happened. The first time I got pregnant was when I was married to my husband now. That was 2018. So before then, it was totally untrue. It was more on, yun, na feel ko yung pressure to leave this person, but I didn't want to. I wanted to parang fight for what we had. Yeah, but looking back, that was a mistake.
Minsan ganun, no? Parang may ups and downs, diba, with my life. Pero when did you realize na parang okay, sige, tama na, ito na yung decision ko talaga. Bumalik ba kayo agad ng Australia? Parang I've read somewhere na pumunta muna kayo ng Amerika, tama ba?
Yeah, so me and my ex went to America where he was from.
Okay.
So I did stay there for a bit, and then that was really hard because I had no experience before in the States. Although mabait yung family niya and all, but wala naman yung family ko doon. So I felt really alone. And but I did go to school. I finished my high school diploma there. So at least there was one great thing that came out of that. So I was able to finish my GED, which is parang high school diploma equivalency. And then after a few years, I was actually super depressed. I went back to Australia, and then I went to university naman. So it was really, really difficult for quite a few years. But then the redeeming factor was I was able to finish a degree, and you'll find out soon enough. I was able to go back to theater, and I still work in education as well. So it's kind of, I have the best of both worlds now.
Janet, your current husband, your husband right now, you met him here in Australia or sa Pilipinas?
Sa Philippines, yeah. So Pinoy siya, full Pinoy.
Okay.
Matangkad siya na Pinoy, 6'2" yata, parang ganun. And he's super bait, si Benson, yeah. And he, we met in the Philippines when I was working in a school there. So after I graduated from university in Australia, I have like really good friends who work in a school in Pasig. And nag-apply ako doon to be a teacher. And they were so good to me. Super bait ng mga staff, my co-teachers and all. Even though parang feeling ko I had no parang right to be there kasi my background, yun nga, sa tingin ko parang ang gulo. But they took me in and they got me to teach public speaking and film. So medyo related pa rin sa past showbiz life ko. So it was really, parang I have that wonderful redemption story, I guess, in a way, yeah. So na-meet ko si Benson sa isang church singles retreat in Batangas where we all went out. So yung mga singles, singles were mingling. Parang ganun. And nakita na ko sa kanya, yeah. And after, actually, I think less or around 1 year later, we already got married. So it was a very quick parang romance, yeah.
How did you know na he was the one na parang ito na yung gusto kong makasama habang buhay?
I think kasi I had been wanting and praying for a specific type of person for a while kasi yun nga my background, my previous relationship was so tumultuous and disappointing and lots of while there were some good parts, there was mostly negative parts for me. So parang, I guess you could say if you had like a wish list, yung nasa wish list ko is like, unang-una, mabait and maka-Diyos. And also like someone who would be kind and take care of me, ganun. So when I saw him in this retreat and he was he was praying, worshiping God, I was like, whoa, that's really attractive, yeah. And then I got to know him, and he has a really great sense of humor, and that's also important to me. I guess you can't really know for sure if someone's really for you, but nung time na yon, I was hoping na he would like me back, and yeah, that it could be something that would last. So thankfully, yeah, it's been great.
Pero fast forward na tayo sa life mo dito, no? Looks like you've set really well, you found everything like gusto mo na gawin and everything, no? Pero sa pamilya, kumusta ka na on a day-to-day? Ayan, anong work mo ba? Interesado kaming malam.
In 2019, we had our first child. It's a boy, si Kian. So he's turning 5 in a few months. He was a blessing because I always wanted to be a mom. And we were actually married for 5 years bago kami nabuntis. So it was a lot of praying na rin at that time. So we're super thankful that we were able to have him. And he's a really good child. He's really smart. And parang performer na rin siya. Parang he likes to do impersonations and all that. 2015, I came back to, after we got married, I came back to Australia. My mom was really sick. She had kidney disease, so I wanted to take care of my mom. So sadly, she passed away in 2021, but I was super grateful that I got to spend the last few years of her life here. So we stayed together, sa isang bahay, and yeah, we had like that traditional parang role na pag may sakit yung nanay or si lola, di ba? Then they would stay with us. So I was, yeah, really grateful I had that experience with my mom. And Benson was great taking her to appointments and all of that. But yeah, around that time, 2015, I signed up to do classes, theater classes, specifically in improv, which is short for improvisation. So walang script. Ibang iba siya sa ginagawa ko sa Philippines, which is purely scripted. So I thought, oh, this is a nice challenge. Try ko nga. So, and I fell in love right away. Yeah, and I've been doing that ever since. My current role today, I've been working in education for the last maybe 12 years. This year, I started working at Queensland University of Technology. Hindi ako professor. pero ano ako, student support. So sa admin team. And I'm in the Faculty of Health. So kung ano yung mga kailangan ng students, yung mga sadly nabagsak, ganyan. we provide them with study plans and we help international students. We help them, yeah, like kind of move forward in their student journey. And if they need extensions or deferred exams, if they're sick, ganyan. So we kind of just, anything to do with supporting a student.
May mong Pinoy, I'm sure nakikilala ka na. Meron ka ba experience dito?
Minsan, meron. But they're more like, parang familiar ka. Kasi sa tagal, 20 years na rin. So they're just probably thinking na, oh, where have I seen you? And I'll usually just say, like, oh, have you seen Tanging Yaman? That's the most popular one. But sa QUT now, where I work, wala masyado, because there are usually younger students, yung mga bagong dating. So they probably don't watch these old films na. Mga, yung mga Gen Zs. They don't know me na. Pero yung mga ka-age ko, mga ka-age natin, sometimes they recognize me. Yeah.
Do you balance your life being a mom, a wife, also doing your improvised acting, and also working as a teacher?
Yeah, it's tricky for sure. It's really tricky. I think number one is I have a really great support system in Benson, in my family. So he would watch my son every time may mga rehearsal ako or shows. Kasi my son being only 4, he's too young to watch like mga comedy. And kasi syempre being improv na rin. Mm. Sometimes people might say something na hindi maganda or they might slip, you know, and it's not always kid-friendly. Meron naman din PG, you know, kid-friendly. Pero usually the ones that we do, yeah, they're not for kids. So he'll usually watch Kian. Mm. And yeah, and then we... Because I work full-time, so we both work full-time. So we he's in daycare during the week. This next year, mag-prep na siya. So yeah, we just have to balance the timing. And then minsan, pag ano, masyadong busy or if we get offers, sometimes I'll have to decline. Because if it doesn't work out sa schedule namin, yeah, I'll just have to decline. But if it's like mga one-off show, ganon, hindi yung tuloy-tuloy or regular show, then I usually accept it kasi once lang naman.
Let's talk about itong improvised telenovela. Mm-hmm. So, you have already told us na nag-start ka nito. Talagang naenganyo ka to join this. So, you're having 2 shows?
Two shows, yes. So, I started doing improv in 2015 and it's generally comedy. Napansin ko, wala masyadong nagda-drama in, at least in Brisbane. I don't know with other states. Wala masyadong nagda-drama. And coming from my, you know, my background in TV and films sa Pinas, I love drama and I love yung mga teleserye. And kahit na, diba, sa totoo lang minsan corny yung mga eksena, pero nakakatuwa pa rin and to watch and nakakakilig. So last year, I decided to create a telenovela style improv, which in Brisbane, they'd never seen. They'd never witnessed. It's usually kind of like wacky comedy lang. My co-producer I met, he's Brazilian, si Pablo de Jesus, thought, babagay siya sa telenovela because they also watch that in Brazil and it's huge daw, as in like parang sa atin, millions and millions of viewers watch it. And then I was able to get some other multicultural performers to join us, like from Malaysia and Croatia, different places, and they were familiar na rin with that form, with that parang theme of drama. And we joined a really small competition, so 20 minutes lang yung set, and we won. And we nagulat kami na we won the set against other teams. We went back the following week. We won again. And we were winning like multiple matches. So sabi ko, parang may something dito ah. Parang we found a niche. So yes. Then at the end of 2022, we were invited back to be one of the finalists. So lahat ng nanalo ng match na yon were asked to join. And we won the entire 2022 championship. Mm. So yeah, I was super happy and nagulat din ako na, wow, yeah, yun nga, my niche, I found a niche. And so then this 2023, I formally established Pasiones. Yeah, so it's Spanish for passions, diba? So Pasiones and improvised telenovela. And I made it an official account and I formally produce it na and with Pablo. And we look for theaters to play the shows and like, kasi yung improv normally walang bayad. It's just like parang hobby people do for fun. Pero itong Pasiones, one of the points is not just to have fun but to also be paid for what we do because we love it so much. Parang sana may bayad naman. Mm-hmm. So naghanap talaga kami ng theater. Itong December we have two shows in Pip Theater here in Brisbane. So we natanggap din kami sa festival nila. And we're the only improvised show in the whole festival. And there's another Filipino group that was that were performing that in. Hindi sila improvised, but yeah, there were. So nakaka-proud na at least there are two Pinoys performing in PIP Theater.
That's amazing. Ano ba yung nangyayari kapag improv?
Paano ba yun tumatakbo?
Ang sobrang thrilling kasi we love the drama and we. The basic format is we all know each other. So isang kumbaga, isang town. There's no one there na parang sino ka ba? It's always like, for example, Carolina, it's you, ganyan. And they walk in and, or there's like si Mayor, ganyan. There's like, yeah, you kind of almost name the characters. Because, you know, even characters, we don't know who's going to appear sa show. Ganon siya ka improvise. We don't know the characters. We don't know the story. So as soon as someone walks in, we endow them. So we endow them as a character. And then, so because it's a small town, we know each other. We're all somehow connected. So halimbawa, may crush ako kay Mayor Roberto. Pero si Mayor, may asawa, si Carolina. So, hate ko na si Carolina. Sometimes you can have these plots in your mind. Like, you have just like any other actor in a regular show. My objective ka na. Like, what's your objective? I want that man. And how will you get to that man? How will you meet your objective? Kasi may obstacle eh. May asawa siya eh.
Uh-oh.
So, ano gagawin mo sa asawa niya? Hala. So, you can think of things like, yeah, it can be maybe you do something bad to her or you kidnap her or, yeah, somehow get rid of her or you maybe seduce that guy. Ganyan. Mm-hmm. And another thing then is we use choreographed intimacy, fighting, slapping, ganyan. Lahat choreographed because even though it's improvised, we still want to be safe.
Yes.
And we want to show our audiences na we're still professionals and we're still practicing those things to make sure na no one's hurt and no one feels that they were violated. So, for example, slapping, may technique kami na, I'll share ko na. So, like, if I'm gonna slap you, I'll put my hand like near your face and like, how dare you? So alam mo na, if I do go like this, I'm gonna slap you. So you're aware. Uh-huh. And then I hit my own hand. Pa! So at least malakas yung sound. Yes. And it sounds like a real sampal.
Uh-huh.
And even, yeah, like fighting, pulling hair. Yeah, and even like kissing and different physical touch. Yeah, everything has like a timed choreographed. Thing. And some of these I actually learned from my workshops back in Star Circle. My mga cue because we learn how to read each other's body language. So we have those tips and tricks to fake the drama.
Storylines by Janet, is it heavily influenced by Pinoy, alam mo, experience mo or Pinoy storyline? And then yung market ba, is it directed to... Like, mas diverse ba ngayon, Australian na audience or Filipino audience? Ano ba yung hinahabol mo?
Yeah, so because of my background in showbiz and I still watch a lot of dramas and even sa Netflix and mga American dramas. So na-influence kami, but of course we try not to copy it so much because we still want to be our own. But I think kahit papaano you can't help but be influenced by what you see. So maybe some of the parang storylines, like parang, oh, ganda na na. So like, for example, very typical in K-drama is yung you fall and you drop your keys and then sabay you pick it up at the same time, di ba? And then, or there's like the fall, the catch and fall, yung mga ganun, which is super nakakakilig. So we use that also. So that's not original to us. So yeah, we definitely watch it. And then sa audiences naman, we found na ang daming Australians na nanonood. And I think because, like I was saying before, we found a niche or something that's different. So parang na-intriga sila and they want to see like, ano kaya yun? Or like, yeah, how did they do this improvised drama? Because it's usually improvised comedy. And very wacky. But sa amin, may comedy pa rin. We definitely still have comedy. Pero ang daming drama, ang daming scandal, and a little bit of naughtiness, yung mga sexual innuendos nandyan din. Yeah.
It's good na makita na, ano mo yun, meron talaga na katulad mo or mga grupo ng Pilipino talagang gustong ipagpatuloy yan na binibigyan ng oportunidad ng iba nating mga kababayan.
Thank you. Yeah, and I would love to, honestly, expand our cast kasi ngayon, lima lang kami and I'm the only Pinoy. I would love if eventually we would have more and even more, you know, performers of other cultures to join us. So that's actually my goal. And for hopefully for 2024, I can cast at least one more from another culture who can help us. Like I've met some mga improvisers na nag-Spanish, ganon. So for me, bagay sila sa telenovela kasi yun yung Latin, malaki, how do you call this? Yun. Like big hit sa Latino culture, diba? So yeah, I would love to expand. And yeah, if there are more trained Pinoy improvisers, oh wow, I would love for them, yeah, to join our cast. And yeah, for the audiences to see na, you know, yung kapwa Pinoy, yung kababayan nila, yeah, is like doing theater in Brisbane. And hopefully we can travel and do more in other states na rin.
Yeah, we're looking forward na mag-perform din kayo sa iba't ibang states para mapanood namin.
Yeah, that would be awesome, yeah.
Ano ba may maaabangan ng ating mga kababayan, di ba? At paano sila maging bahagi that they want to reach out to you?
Hoping to join the International Improv Festival. So last September, I was able to be a part of the Manila Improv Fest. Designed a show with my co-improvisers called Ang Boyfriend Kong Puti. Sana naman Singapore. There's a Singapore Improv Fest and that's also like a big event for the improv world. We're planning to go to Sydney, I think mid-year, and do some shows. So if anyone wants to find out what's on our schedule or just check us out, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Pasiones Improv. Sige ba? Di ba? Why not?
Pasama na sa 2024 goals natin yan. Pero alam mo, very inspiring din and challenging. Para, uy, oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that you can explore and this is one. So thank you for sharing.
They can follow me. My Instagram is public now. So it's just at mcbride.janet. And then also, of course, you can follow at Pasiones Improv.
Mga lessons natutunan mo, anais mo ibahagi sa ating mga kababayan na maaaring makatulong sa kanila moving forward.
I'm half Filipina. I didn't grow up in the Philippines, pero I lived there for almost 10 years. And alam ko yung feeling of being homesick and yung feeling na parang kind of don't belong in both cultures or either culture. And sa mga nakakausap kong mga international students here that I work with, I know that that's a real struggle that they might have. And one of the things that I learned along the way after all this like roller coaster life that I've had is you do have to listen to yourself and be true to yourself. So like for me, for the longest time, parang na-suppress ko yung, how do you say, parang meron akong longing for acting and to perform. I think that's always been with me since I was a kid, pero na-suppress ko siya. Sabi ko, kailangan na maging serious, adult na tayo, we're here in Australia, you have to have a regular job. Pero, you know, you can have both. So I have a regular job, yes, it pays the bills, but it also pays for my theater stuff. And I feel like, yeah, still, we should still also connect with fellow Filipinos and create those communities, create those connections, because we just don't know if people are feeling down or homesick. And kahit papano, these small ways that I can contribute, like having some Tagalog things, Tagalog sayings or practices in my shows. There's another show I do called Where Are You From? And we do explore Filipino culture and all the other cultures ng mga performer. I feel that's my small contribution to the arts, but also representing Filipinos. So yeah, I guess it's just about like listening to yourself and what you really want to do and not feeling like you have to suppress a part of you to, I guess, fit in, enjoy what you're doing and make a contribution pa rin. Yeah.
Salamat sa pag-share ng story mo sa amin. And we're looking forward for more projects sa'yo and na maibahagi mo din sa ating, kumbaga, sa ating community dito sa Australia.
Thank you so much for having me and yeah, allowing me to share my stories. And yeah, I just wish you guys all the best.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.